Hey there, my fellow warrior in hope. You know, I've been thinking a little bit more about control lately. And if you followed or read Still Standing After All the Tears, done a workbook, or worked in the Nine Weapons of Hope, you know that one of my actions/weapons is about control. More about letting go of control. Because I've discovered in this life, we really have control over about, you know, four things: what we do, what we say, what we think, and our feelings most of the time. And I've been thinking about this a little bit more lately. And, you know, I even teach this and I'm a firm believer in not trying to control the uncontrollable, but man, it is so enticing. And of course, my beast knows that that's an issue for me. And I don't feel like I'm a controlling person in that, you know, I'm the kind that's like, you know, wherever everyone wants to go for dinner, let's do it. You know, I'm kind of really easy that way. But, you know, I had a chaotic childhood. Maybe I'm wired this way, combination of the two, whatever. I like order in my life and like to be able to handle things, cross things off my to-do list and take care of things and help people and, you know, get to a bottom line. I'm the kind of person that my son says, well, Nikki, his wife, she's going to reorganize their pantry, you know, get some, you know, containers and do all this stuff. I get excited. Oh, can I help? I mean, what a weirdo, right? Who wants to help with that? But I love order, and it gives me such a sense of peace. And I think it's because it's something that I can control in my life, right? It's my way of controlling. And so we all have some need to control. And for those of us with sons and daughters, especially, or other family members in addiction, that's really tough because we want to fix that, right? We want to jump into fix it mode. We want to put on the super mom or super whatever cape and come to the rescue. It's natural. It's normal. It's noble. All of that. But it doesn't work most of the time. And then we're left feeling out of control. And with that comes all sorts of issues. But one thing you may not have thought about is when you realize you can't control a certain situation, like I said, let's put aside everything that goes with that realization, then we find ourselves switching to trying to control something else, something different, because of this need to control. And so lately, I would say, you know, the last few years, my mom's been having cognitive decline. And I mean, she's pretty with it person, but yeah, her memory's just not good. And she's become messy. And my mom was a neatnik. So there's these changes in who she is. And I don't like it. Because if that keeps happening, it means that she is really declining and things are changing. And I just don't like it. And, you know, I guess that's normal. You know, I don't want my mom to get old, but it's inevitable. No one's getting out of this thing alive. And so I find myself, you know, trying to control the situation in certain ways. And, you know, so anyway, you probably heard on a recent podcast, maybe even the last one, that we put my mom in assisted living, and she's in independent living, but she still needs help. She cannot remember to take her medication to save her soul. I mean, literally. So I'm on the phone every single day or there in person to make sure she does take her medication. And it's really necessary medication. And she only takes three medications, but it's kind of ironic for somebody like me who thinks that this country is far over medicated. It's ridiculous. That's a whole nother subject. And I'm the one over there making sure she's taking her medication. But, you know, some of them are very necessary and I'm grateful for them. And so, you know, but then in other ways, I feel like when I go there, I have to clean up her apartment. I have to make sure, because when the housekeepers come in, because she has housekeeping once a week, right? Oh, I got to make sure everything's all neat and tidy. And it's like, I really need to let things happen and unfold. And it's really weird. I've never had to be that way with my mom, but all of a sudden now I've switched it. And I've really had to catch myself. Now, granted, the last 3 weeks I've had to go through all of what it took to get her there and get her to a point where she loves it. And it's a really nice place. Great people. I mean, we couldn't be happier. But you know what? My little brother, I love this. He's 60. My younger brother who was really the number one person in helping me with all of this. And he owns the house that she was living in. And he doesn't live in this state, but he flew down and he's really, I mean, he helped me with everything. I mean, he's been amazing. But he's a very laid back person. He has a completely different wiring than I do. Now, we can get things done, both of us. Man, I watch the two of us. I've never been in a situation where we had to work in tandem and pack her up and unpack her and move her, all the physical stuff we had to do and mental. And he was right there. I mean, the two of us were just like two, one brain, right? And two people and all that. But the other side of him is he's a very laid back person. He doesn't get too uptight about anything. He doesn't stress or worry. He doesn't worry. Oh, drives me crazy. And I'm the believer, by the way. I'm the one that should be having more faith and not worrying. But, you know, I'm wired differently. But anyways, one of the things that he said that really, really stuck with me, I even told my mom and she loved it. He said, "Val, you are not getting any younger. Neither one of us are. We don't have that many years left. You cannot burn yourself out worrying and trying to fix everything. And, you know, just being so concerned, it's going to unfold how it unfolds." And he said, "You know what we did?" He goes, "You can lead a horse to water." And we led mom to the best pasture we could find. You know, and so I thought I have to go there and make sure everything's okay. And then, you know, make sure she finds friends and activities. And, you know, the other day I go there and find her in the dining room. And she's cracking up having lunch with these ladies. And they're all going, "Oh, we love your mom." And she's saying hi to everybody. I'm going, okay, well, I guess she didn't need me after all. You get my point? I did that same thing with Jamie. I thought I needed to fix Jamie. And I had to be the one. I had to be the one. Because if I didn't, who else would? I know. As those words came out of my mouth just now, I thought, gosh, I sound kind of arrogant, don't I? And I'm not an arrogant person. Oh, my goodness. I guess it's because I'm capable and I have a need to see things finished. I don't like things that are open-ended. This is really not easy for me. You know what I need to do? I need to go organize a closet or something. I organized my mom's closet just a few days ago. So we have an extra garage and we use it for storage. And it has been reorganized once before, but it really needs to be reorganized again. And I am so excited because I think we're going to do it tomorrow. And that will give me that sense of satisfaction I need. So I think each of us, when we have this need, right? This, I need to control something. I need to fix something. We need to find something that we can control and go do it. You know, something simple, like reorganizing a pantry, you know, a cupboard in your kitchen or in your bathroom. Maybe reorganize your closet. You know, you can be a neat freak like I am in my closet where I have all my shirts, the type of shirt, then by colors. And then, you know, the whole closet goes like that. I know, but it gives me a sense of peace. So whatever it is for you, because here's the thing. If you are the kind of person that tends to want to fix things for people, don't think your beast doesn't know that. He probably knows you better than you know you. So he's going to use it. He's going to use whatever he can to make you feel off balance, out of control, and the need to go into that place where you know you shouldn't go, the place that isn't good for you or healthy for you. The control freak beast that's inside most of us in some way. We all have that need, desire, to control things. But like I said before, your thoughts, your words, your actions, and your feelings most of the time, because you get to decide how long the feelings stay, what they turn into, how they impact you. Those really are the four things. But most of us are trying to control people and situations that we've never had any control over. And perhaps you have a certain amount of control, like I do with my mom. You know, I now help her manage her finances and, you know, her bills. And like I said, I'm calling her to make sure she takes her medication. So there's certain ways in which we can assist and help. But I have got to let go of the need to want to steer her ship. Because if I don't, I'm right back in the same boat that I was with my daughter, Jamie, and her addiction, and it nearly destroyed me. Can you relate to any of this? Can you relate to your need to control and what it's doing to you? What you might want to do after this podcast is finished here in the next couple of minutes, get out a piece of paper and write down the things that you've been trying to control. What have I been trying to control? And then put down the negative impact. How has it been impacting you? Anxiety, fear, feeling out of control, perhaps, making you feel like you can't do anything. You can't, you know, like a failure. Perhaps it's affecting your sleep, your eating, your exercise or lack of, whatever it is. Write that all down and then just sit there and look at that. Is it worth it? Because if the beast, and the particular beast that I'm talking about, because, you know, the big beast has lots of minions running around, and all of us are living with some kind of beast, and they have multiple heads. Perhaps there's multiple of them that have, you know, come to call. And the control freak beast really wants you to feel like you are responsible for X, Y, Z, or maybe it's A through Z, knowing that you have little or no control over those things. That way he can keep you from being your best. He can keep you from having faith and hope. He can keep you from a true connection to God, a true connection to other people. He can keep you from making the difference in the world that you were put on this earth to make. You know what? I really thought that I had kicked the control freak beast out of my life, never imagining that right now in April of 2024, I would be coming and talking about the fact that he came back. This is why we have to stay vigilant. The beast is never going to stop his attacks. The good news is, though, between you and God and whoever you can connect with in your circle of strength, you've got this. Alone, it might seem like a lot. But together, we can stand through anything. Keep standing. I'm standing right there with you.